Hello.
Hey, is Billy in?
No, he isn't.
No, is there a good time to maybe speak with him or kind of hit and miss?
It's hit and miss. If you'd like to leave a message, I can.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Before I do that, though, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here at the Bank of Cardiff. Does he have anybody else that may help him out with finances, or is that kind of all on him?
To help him out with finances?
Yeah, that helps him out with finances for the business.
Oh, you guys do loans, those business loans?
Yeah, and equipment.
Oh, okay. He's not looking for any equipment right now, but if the business loans, he doesn't really like the terms because I don't know if you guys do this, but they take out daily. Is that the type of business loans you have?
No, we don't. Well, we do offer that, but we also do like weekly and monthly too, so it's very rarely that someone just gets stuck with a daily.
Oh, okay. What's the name of your company you work for?
It's called Bank of Cardiff. And that's CARDIFF. You guys looking for a little extra capital around there? Or you have some projects you're trying to work on? Or?
I'm the one who handles all that. I'm his wife.
Okay. Before you go any further, what was your name?
Sandra.
Sandra, all right, Sandra.
Morris,
well, nice to meet you there.
Okay, same here, Kyle. Yeah, I get a lot of these calls every day.
Yeah, I
different
bet.
Different companies. It would have to be something, you know, pretty decent before I could even bring it to him.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
No, of course, I understand that completely. I don't want to waste your guys' time here or nothing. But what was it you guys might be looking to do that you might need a little extra capital for?
He has to get something put on his truck for California emissions with the car.
Okay.
And I think it costs about $12,000-$14,000. So he would probably want to get some capital for that. You know, some kind of money for that.
Yeah, definitely. That's a pretty big expense just to have to drop on your truck to get going there. What is it actually? Do you know what it does for the emissions?
You're not in California, huh?
No, I am. I just don't know.
Okay. It's the Air Resource Board. That's the name of the company that we have to do this for. It's a filter. It's going to help with the smog here in California. We already had to buy a newer truck. By 2023, we got to get rid of all our old stuff and have up-to-date. Probably at that time, it will be a 2012 or newer because they have what they call this DPF filter on it that's supposed to help keep the air clean.
Oh, I have heard of that. I actually work with quite a bit of trucking companies. You guys are over there in Chino, right?
Yeah. Where are you guys located?
We're actually in San Diego, so.
Oh, okay.
A little bit southern from you guys, but we're still local. Yeah, that's why I was giving you a call. You know, just I know you guys probably get a bunch of these, like you said, but just kind of wanted to touch base here because we do pride ourselves in being a relationship bank. So, you know, once we help you out, if, say, you did business with us, it's not like we just drop you off there, you know. We like to follow up and see how everything's going. And, you know, if you guys have questions that arise during the loan or whatever the case may be, we like to help you out and pride ourselves in being a part of the process over here. So when does that new piece that you have to get through Air Resource Board have to be on?
It has to be on by the December this year, but from what I'm gathering of the information, they want us to kind of have it in place, like at least ordered sometime in September.
Oh, wow. So
probably towards the end of September, yeah.
Kind of coming up right around the corner then, it sounds like.
Yes, one more month, a month and a half to be exact.
Yeah. So have you guys, like, checked out any financing other than what people have called you for?
No, I haven't even looked into it because he's kind of hoping that they give an extension, but everything that I read, there's no more extensions.
Oh, gotcha.
So he's a type, I'll wait and see, you know, but then we won't be in compliant if we come up to the end of December, and that won't be good for our company.
Of course, yeah, it might be make you guys lose a little business, you know.
Oh, yeah, we will lose business, so.
If you don't mind me asking, how many trucks do you guys have?
Three.
Three. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that the only one that's not up to date on the emissions?
We have two. Okay, what happens is the 2010 is good, so that carried us until the end of this year. One of the other two older ones is the 98 and the 2000. We have to do the filter this year, and then the other we would have to do next year.
Okay.
See, they're not making you do it all at once because I guess they do understand that it's a pretty big expense.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
One this year and then one by the end of next year.
Okay, well, what I was going to mention was, I know you said you weren't looking for any equipment, but over here, that piece that's going on the truck actually might qualify for equipment. So, with that being said, you know, where we might be able to get you even better, you know, terms and rates, since it might fall under equipment financing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we ran that by a company before, but they looked into it and they said it didn't qualify for that, and he's not willing to give up his pink slip, you know, his title for it either. So I would probably have to get some type of a personal loan or some kind of little business loan to do it with no collateral.
Yeah, well, that is another thing about us, too, is we do offer both secure and unsecured loans. So,
yeah.
You know, in that case, you know, that would fall under the unsecured where you don't have to put up any collateral at all. And also, most of the times, we don't even require a down payment. Let me ask you this, though. What are you guys usually pulling in for sales in a year, like your top-line revenue?
It runs about $360,000 a year.
Okay, no, you know, that's real good, actually.
But there's a lot of expenses.
Oh, no, of course, yeah.
That comes
but,
with it. Uh-huh.
The reason I ask is we base our working capital program, just in case it didn't fall under equipment, off of your sales. So we're generally able to free about 10 to 15% of that. So, you know, that 12 or 15 grand for that piece of equipment for the truck really would definitely fall in range.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the way it works is kind of as we approve you for the highest amount possible. So, say we got you, like, 10 to 15, maybe around 30 to 45K. But, you know, that's what we'd approve you for. But, of course, you know, since the part isn't that expensive, you can choose, you know, how much you want to take out. So, you know, if, say, you wanted to take out the full amount, that could be an option. But also, if you just wanted to get the piece of equipment purchased, you know, that would be perfect just like that. But what I can tell you, you know, I know you guys are kind of just gathering information on this. I could sit down with an underwriter and speak with them and see if that, if the company Air Resource Board actually would allow us to purchase that under equipment and kind of see what they say.
Okay.
Just to get you a better, idea. But
can you shoot me an email about your company?
Yes.
Okay.
What's a good email for you?
Sandy, S-A-N-D-I-E. 212@AOL.com. Because if I did something, you know, I would like to speak with you guys because everybody calls me from New York and different states, and I kind of like to keep stuff in California. I'm a home chick. I like to, you know, represent where I'm from and, you know, if I can.
No, exactly. I'm the same way.
So that's just the way I am.
Keep it local if you can.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. So, you know, I can shoot you over an email. And then do you maybe have a good time to talk tomorrow? Maybe I can actually get you on the phone with an underwriter of mine, and they can sit you down and kind of see what all, you know, you might
be
able to
do. You know what? Monday would probably work better, and the reason why I have a funeral tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So,
sorry to hear.
I won't be here. I won't be in the office tomorrow. And we're a small company, so I'm the only one who works in the office. I will transfer my calls to my cell phone, but I don't want to take a call like that.
Oh, especially
tomorrow.
At the funeral. Yeah, no worries there at all. Yeah, what time is good for you on Monday?
Monday, let me see what I have going. Okay. What you guys close at about 5 or 6? Or?
Actually, we're a little bit on the earlier side because we start earlier, so 3:30.
3:30, okay.
Yeah.
How about... maybe 2 o'clock?
Yeah, 2. I can try you around 2.
Yeah, try me around 2 because I'm just thinking in the morning I do dispatching, and in the afternoon maybe pick up some check. I think I have to go pick up a check.
Okay.
So I should be back by, did I say 2?
Yeah, 2.
Okay, 2. Okay. If not, again, I'll have my phone transferred to me so I could talk a little bit then.
Okay, and then I did want to mention what we do offer here is if it did qualify for equipment, you know, if you do qualify, but we do offer a 90-day deferred program, and the way that works is you can actually get your piece of equipment if it would fall under that, and mm-hmm. you'd actually be able to have it on your truck, working, doing all that, and not have to pay a single thing until 90 days.
Okay. So,
I mean, that doesn't work for everybody. It's a little different depending on, like, what you guys look like on paper and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, that is able to work out, too. So, and, you know, that might be something you guys might be interested in, since you could get it on there and get going and not have to worry about it, and then not have to worry about paying for it a little bit down the road, you know?
Oh, okay. Just around the holidays that the payment will kick in.
Yeah, I guess that is one way to look at it. Huh?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But... Alrighty, yeah.
So go ahead and send me the email. I'll look at your company and everything, and if I have any questions, I'll be, you know, able to ask on Monday when I speak to you. You'll be the one to call me, or who will call me?
Okay. I'll call you and get you on the phone, and then if you're, I can actually have my underwriter sit down and speak with you, too, if that's something you'd like.
Okay.
They kind of know a little bit more, and can they kind of go in detail about the different programs we have and just get you some strong, valid answers to work with.
Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty, well, I appreciate your time here, and I will definitely shoot over that email for you.
Okay, thank you, Kyle.
Yep, no problem. Thank you, Sandy. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.